Recording from atop our second floor studio right here on the corner of Detroit's 8 Mile and Woodward, you're listening to The Products of Public School. We are a show that's overly sarcastic and borderline offensive with a touch of intentional ignorance. Now, what we're here to do is we're here to discuss this week's weirdest, wildest, and most ridiculous things that we can find on the internet. Every so often, you're going to hear this. That means someone said something really funny or made a very valid point. And if we can remember to A, ring the bell or tally them up, sometimes we have a winner. And like last time, it was me. My name's Patrick. Along with me is Karma. And we also have Glenn. What's up, guys?
Okay, well, before we get into the podcast, Pat, you submitted a piece of content in our little thread we have going on where we post links to all the news we want to use for the podcast.
I'm with you so far.
The piece of content you submitted says, two clients of spa got HIV from the vampire facial. Do you remember when we first discussed vampire facials?
Right. That's where they drip blood all over your face, right?
Yes. It's where they take blood, they put blood all over your face, and it's supposed to make your skin nice. And all of us were like, where is the blood from?
Yeah, where's it coming from? Is it a pig? Is it a cow? Is it some random person?
Yeah. And we all said it's just a matter of time before people start getting diseases.
Right.
Sure enough.
Because, I mean, the liability in that line of work's got to be pretty high, right?
And of course, Kim Kardashian was one of the people who was promoting vampire facials, and now you have all these underground clinics in Mexico and stuff like that, and they're all giving them. Anyway, that's not even really what I wanted to say. The reason I wanted to bring this up is I just wanted to make a public service announcement. I don't know why consumers assume that businesses are inspected on a regular basis by the government. It does not happen. Restaurants at random have health inspector come in, but it's totally random. You might not see them for a long time.
Very few health inspections for massage parlors.
Yes. There are no health inspections for massage parlors.
Because there shouldn't be any health hazards in that
the
line of
only
work, right?
The reason the city would get involved is if there's a complaint filed against you. There are not any inspectors for churches or for Boy Scouts or
which there needs to be.
The Boy Scouts now does. They have
There's
one now.
None for spas. There just isn't any. So people, just because someone's offering a vampire facial does not mean the city has cleared it. The city doesn't even know and they don't care.
If you've never heard of it, chances are the health department's never heard of it either.
Nope.
So your vampire facial. So was it somebody got AIDS?
Two people
got AIDS.
Well,
huh?
Two people found out they have AIDS. So how many
and
more?
And they traced it back to maybe possibly, I don't know, it could have been
facial.
All the unprotected sex with strangers, but the vampire facial.
Also, I had blood on my face, so I'm going to go with blood
also,
on my face.
But I can see it right now, too, when you're in the doctor's office and you're like trying to trace it back. Like, well, where do you possibly think that you could have contracted the HIV disease from? Well, I did frequent a lot of gay bars for a very long time, and then, you know, vampire facials were a thing with me and my partner for a
50-50.
While. 50-50. Right.
Flip the coin.
Right. That's it. That's all. So, yeah, stop getting vampire facials or anything of that weird shit.
Any of it.
Well, haven't the Illuminati been drinking, like, baby's blood for, like,
thousands of years? That's what it reminded me of when they always say about eating the babies or sacrificing the kids and stuff like that. That's what the vampire facial reminded me of.
Well, then you see what stem cells do. They fucking fix everything.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So it's like they've been sucking baby blood forever.
Yeah, technically, it's been almost true.
But we don't even know where that vampire facial blood is from. It could be the homeless dude standing outside of the spa.
Have you guys ever seen those plasma places that take plasma and they pay people like $40 or whatever for their plasma? Every time you drive by, I have one a couple of miles down the road, but every time I drive by, it's all homeless people. Homeless and dirty ass, nasty fucking people
Can you
that are giving their blood and plasma.
That? from the plasma?
Homeless? No. Being homeless isn't a disease.
No, I'm just saying, get a disease?
You would not want these people's blood or plasma.
Well, they don't
or
pay them if it's not good. Like I said, if they're homeless, it doesn't mean if you're dying and you need a blood transfusion, I'm sure you don't care if it's from a homeless guy.
Right. Okay, I get that. But if you drove by and you seen these people in the line, you would be like, no, I don't want their blood or plasma.
If you were dying and the only blood you could get was AIDS blood, would you take it?
Yeah, it just prolongs it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd take it, too. I'd buy 20 more years. Yeah. Buy me 20 years.
Mm-hmm. So next up, now that I'm done complaining about vampire blood.
You would think that it was common sense.
Another topic we have discussed before. Do you remember when we talked about people driving with the dogs on their laps?
You're an asshole.
Well, they have officially started handing out tickets, and the current ticket price for driving with your dog on your lap is $448.
That's such a random number.
And people are saying they just have no clue it's against the law. Yeah, speeding tickets are really random numbers.
Well, today it's going to cost you this much, because we need to get a new ping pong table at the station.
So, what do you guys think is 448 enough to make people stop? Because these people are claiming.
I
would hope
so. I say up until like 5,000, then I have to never see another fucking labradoodle on somebody's lap.
Well, it's the same thing. You can't put kids on your lap and drive. You can't put a dog. It's not seat belted in. It's going to go flying through the windshield.
They don't know. They're saying they had no idea.
Well, also, they don't teach it in driver's ed.
What is that, basically animal cruelty? Like, if you get into any little fender bender, that fucking dog is getting thrown through the windshield.
Well, yeah, that's the whole point of why you shouldn't do that. And then it's a projectile, also.
Yes.
Then you got that little labradoodle flying through the windshield, through your windshield.
You got those little doggy nails going in your crotch all the time. Like, no.
Yeah.
Pack that thing up. It should not be there.
These are the people that want to rub the animals on their face.
Oh, my God, the turtles on the face. Yeah, that was ridiculous. Speaking of other really strange things, I don't know if you guys have heard of this. I never have. People who love posting on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook, they can now hire photo editing companies that will fake a vacation for them.
Why would you fake a vacation?
So you can seem like you're more popular and cool than you really are.
Quote, because stir up envy amongst your friends.
Amongst your internet friends that don't know you.
Don't exist.
Yeah.
You can cause someone to maybe be envious of your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty lame to me.
This is a thing?
Yes.
Yeah. God, I hate people.
Fake a Vacation is a Nebraska-based photo editing service that lets users send them random snapshots. They then superimpose it onto fake backgrounds. You can select between the sandy beaches of Maui, the rushing waters of Niagara Falls, the Grand Canyon at sunset, and more. This might sound like a joke service, but it is not. According to a study released this past Wednesday, the study featured 4,000 American adults over 18. 14% of them stated they have lied about vacationing.
I've lied about vacations by saying like, oh yeah, I was on vacation. You can't get a hold of me. I'm sorry.
Yes,
I'm going to be on vacation.
That's the only way about lying about a vacation. You're not lying about a vacation. You're avoiding contact. That's different than saying.
I'm technically lying about a vacation though.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, but
this is a different side of weird. Like your photo, well, trapping your family onto pictures of Hawaii.
Last year, Lil Bow Wow got caught up on some Instagram outrage because he was taking pictures of like private jets saying he was flying out places or something like that. And he flew in.
I saw that.
And it was took a picture of him in coach after he posted.
I totally saw that.
The thing of like, it was like a crappier airline. He was like sitting in between like seven people, like sleeping. He wasn't on a private jet.
Why are you guys following Lil Bow Wow?
No, it was on TMZ.
Why are you watching TMZ? Never mind. Okay,
it comes on before Judge Judy.
And also,
point for karma.
He showed up at the bar a couple days later after, too. And it was like they did the whole internet little Bow Wow challenge for a while, Glenn, where you have to fake all your stuff. So that's what it sounds like.
So this fake a vacation, a basic photo package starts at only $19 and photos are processed within 3 days. And
this is such a level of douchebaggery.
It is. It's really.
This is such a douchebag.
It's really crazy. Why can't you actually go somewhere? Maybe it's not Paris, but why can't you go camping? Or why can't you
do anything?
Go over your friend's house and go to the beach for a day.
The answer to that is you can.
Yeah, you can.
You can. So this is just because people are A, too lazy to actually go do the vacation, B, or afford it. You know, so, I mean, it's just because they want strangers on the internet to be jealous of them, because if they don't have that, then they're nothing. That's what they feel like.
That's really sad. That's really bad.
Well, that's what the state of the internet and social media is at the moment.
Yeah, that's not cool.
You can make a company out of it, too.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
Make billions of dollars.
Speaking of terrible, California police are currently hunting for doorbell liquor. So
what? One more time.
Yeah, this man, he is actually a pretty good-looking dude, but he runs up to people's doorbells, and he just starts vigorously licking them, and then he runs away. And it's really freaking people out. Yeah, well, could you imagine the germs?
Yeah, I would have figured. Maybe
Does he have AIDS? Like,
no, maybe he wouldn't make lick it, doorbells as much if he had a girlfriend.
Is he also a vampire facial blood donor?
Yeah, does he have something going on?
Really this bored, or he really has a...
California man. And by the way, Karma said he's a good-looking guy. I don't see
He's not a bad-looking guy. He's not the type of guy that needs to go and lick a doorbell.
But is it like a YouTube thing? I don't understand this.
No, there's probably not.
Because he's only doing it with cameras, looks like he's only doing it where there's cameras.
We go right back to the same thing we've just been talking about.
The Steve-O effect.
Somebody needs attention.
I call it the Steve-O effect.
I think Pat's right. Someone does...
Someone just needs attention. That's all.
But licking doorbells? Like, that's so weird.
Well, everyone's done it. There was a chick that was licking up airplane bathroom toilet seats on the internet.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. Wait,
what?
Yeah, she'd be in the
airplane. Was she born
bathroom
in Florida?
I don't know. She was some skinny white girl.
I just assumed. Yeah, so possibly born in Florida.
She licks toilet seats.
That's so gross.
And it does them on video. Like,
that is so disgusting.
She probably got 5 million followers, too.
Tons. Yeah, that's how I know about it.
Yeah.
All
right, here we go. We're going to lose another sponsor to Domino's.
Stop looking at my screen.
No, because I had to let them know that we're hating on them before we hate on them.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they'll know.
Well, maybe Domino's could find a way to make us like them.
Turn the negative into a positive.
All right, so Domino's has realized the free pizza for life promotion that they
data mining scam that they're doing
is a bad idea. And they were forced to end the free pizza for life promotion that was going on in Russia. What they had done is said, anyone who gets our logo tattooed in a prominent place will get free pizza for life. They didn't realize people were going to be running out to the tattoo parlor.
Yeah, because they
tattoos.
Know what their stuff tastes like. They're like, why would anybody do that?
Yeah.
We might get one or two. Apparently they had like a couple thousand.
Right. I did read this article. Some of the tattoos are pretty dope, actually.
Yeah. So, no, they're actually really nice tattoos. But regardless, so... Domino's posted on social media, hey, we know we advertise we're going to be giving all these pizzas away, but we've now changed our mind and we're going to end the promotion Tuesday at 10 a.m. or whatever it said. So people already had appointments to get their tattoos. They already put deposits. People are outraged, so they are now suing. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, you can't say something, and then when somebody actually does it in a contest form,
well,
as
the
a company,
people hadn't done it yet, but a lot had put down deposits.
Well, no, if
and
they
made
did it, I would.
I'm just amazed. 350 people wanted Domino's pizza.
More than that.
Well, that's what I'm.
They're saying it's only the first 350 are going to get it. The rest, cancel your appointments. No mas. So 350.
Hang on, was the cap there at the start? The first 350.
No, they added that.
It was anyone because they thought maybe two people might do it.
Yeah,
they didn't.
I would have guessed only four people. Like
I would only
pizza.
Think that the lawsuit would actually hold up if you actually got it tattooed and you didn't receive the free pizza. So not everyone was like, oh, I made an appointment. So you didn't get it tattooed, did you?
Well, I did after they tweeted it out.
Yeah, right.
But what if you put a non-refundable down payment?
So you get
payment?
A tattoo
well,
on something
out,
else.
Out of some money on that.
Then you get a tattoo on something
I
else.
I think if they actually did it.
If they
it,
got
did
it done before the timeline, yeah, they should get it.
Hmm. All right, moving along. We have the weirdest food recalls in America. So, yeah.
Chicken nuggets again? I'm guessing it has to do with something of a bagged
chicken.
There's
a lettuce. There's always a lettuce.
Right.
Yeah, probably a spinach too. So the first one is little bites of plastic. This is pastries that contain chunks of plastic. They have actual pieces of plastic. They don't know how they got in there.
Magic.
Now you know how all the fish feel. They always open them up. There's all the plastic crap in their stomachs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because it dissolves and turns into like little bubbles that they breathe in.
Yeah.
We're assholes.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have literally toxic waste bubblegum. So the gum itself is called toxic waste, but it has actual toxic waste.
That is a terrible marketing technique. Right. It's like garbage pail kids. You know, this is bad marketing.
Yeah, it was the alternative to the Cabbage Patch Kids.
But at least they weren't false advertising.
Right. Toxic waste. It
actually contains toxic waste.
For once, there's somebody that's actually putting truth in marketing.
Yeah. So it had so much toxins in it. It had 0.189 parts per million of lead.
Well, that sounds pretty...
0.189 out of a million doesn't sound that bad.
Well, lead poisonous.
Yeah,
lead in your body.
Right, but not by that much.
Oh, okay.
What's
the average amount of lead do you have in your body?
The FDA only allows for 0.1 parts per million.
So that 0.189, that's the kicker.
It's almost double.
It is. I get you that. Okay.
So, yeah, it's almost double. There's also ice cream sundaes that... contain a lot of actual wood chip pieces. This is not just wood. This is actual wood chips.
This is important for America. Listen up.
So what company is recalling it?
This
you know we're
was,
more than just America, Glenn. You know that, right? We are international.
Yeah. We've had one listen from Denmark. We appreciate you. We appreciate you, Denmark.
The ice cream that was being recalled was Creamy Creations Caramel Pecan Turtle Ice Cream.
That's only in America, buddy.
Which would make it difficult to find the wood chips because you have pecans in there.
Yeah, like that. I was thinking that it would look like the wood shavings are there to look
probably
like peanuts.
Yeah, exactly.
Shave a couple pennies off cost.
We have even more plastic in the chicken nuggets. There's also the metal we discussed previously. We have Fruit Loops that contain lots of metal.
Not fruit, metal.
They also stink really bad. Fruit Loops had to recall a series of their cereals.
Smelly Loops.
If your cereal smells very bad, most likely it's Listeria.
Oh, Poo Hoops.
And Eggo Buttermilk Waffles, Listeria. Rice Krispie Treats, Listeria.
Well, you know, it's apparently just kill anything yourself and eat it. It's the only way you'll know you're not getting poisoned and you know what it is.
Eat fruit.
Yeah, right? Fruit. Fruit's kind of hard to fake.
Yeah, grow it. Yeah.
Fruit is really hard to fake.
Salads had to be pulled from shelves because dead bats were turning up inside of them.
Every time I get a damn salad, I'm like, man, what is this extra bat in here? Yeah, right. I ordered light bat and they gave me extra bat. Ain't this a bitch? Because
there was like those giant spiders in the banana boxes. They ship them over so the bats get stuck in there too. And the giant spiders in the romaine lettuce too.
There was recalls on flour because there's just lots of hair in it.
That's gross.
That would be terrible.
You could tell immediately too because it's just white powder. If anything's in there, you know immediately.
Oh, that would be so disgusting. Moving along, we have some advice.
We have advice?
We do have advice.
Take at your own discretion.
Take it, yeah.
Pat, this advice we have to dedicate to you because you are the single one. It is how to conceal farts from whoever you're dating. Do you have any...
Oh, I just hold them in until they leave. That's the most awkward thing ever, especially if they're there in the morning. Well, if they stay the night, it's just you got to wait till they leave before. You know, you have to do it after they leave still. So sometimes it can be from like midnight till like 2 in the afternoon.
Oh,
you're
God.
Holding in farts. Yeah.
You never pulled the move? I got to go to the basement or something. I'll be right back.
I got
to
check the mail.
Well, if it's in the morning, it's not just a fart usually.
You got to go to the closet. I don't want the spare towels.
I don't
want to
kickstart anything that I can't finish. So.
But if it's the morning anyway, why do you care?
Because she's still in my house.
Yeah, but you've already hit
this
it.
Is not
so
a
you
big
do
house.
Not care.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
that's my angle.
Oh.
He's already hit it, so he does not give a damn.
Well, it's still.
He's trying to be respectful, though.
Well, I don't want anyone taking a big fat dump while I'm sleeping right there either, man.
True.
Because then I just kick him out of my house.
The first technique is if you're walking, you should try to do what is called the sidewalk fart. The sidewalk fart is particularly useful when you have a silent but deadly coming on. Depending on the level of noise.
How do you know if it's going to be silent before you do it?
That's
I'm
with you.
Really
that's like the biggest
question.
Thing because you're always like, oh, I'll just squeeze one out real quick.
Unless you farted four times before that and they were all silent, you're like, you're pretty safe.
I literally
silent.
Leave the area I'm in to go fart regardless where I'm at because mine aren't necessarily quiet.
Okay, so let's say you are walking down the sidewalk with her and you realize you have one coming on. What would you do?
I would hold it in.
Are there options? Can we get an A? Do you? B? Do you?
Well, because like, what would you just let it go?
This would make the best choose your own ending book ever.
Dude, ever. Choose your own adventure. My kids
yes!
love those, by the way.
Yes.
Do your kids have those?
Oh, so we good. Couldn't find them.
Robin found a bunch of them on the internet.
Oh,
yeah,
my
we ordered
God.
Like six of them 1 year for Christmas. They're great.
Yeah, they are cool. So, all right, this says the best thing for you to do is change direction with your partner and make sure the wind is blowing at you. So, hey, let's switch sides this
time. Can you grab some blades of grass and throw it up to know where the wind's going? Like you're on the golf course. Yeah, exactly.
It's the only way I can see about doing it, though.
I mean, that is decent advice.
It's
though.
Not a bad. It's
that
not a bad idea. I just don't understand
shielding
how you
her from it,
it
when you're standing her in front of her too. So like,
yeah.
That's why you say change directions.
But it only works when it's silent but deadly.
Well, yeah. But how do you know ahead of time? You don't. You just kind of hope, right?
So if you've had four or five silent ones in a row, you can pretty sure that five and six are going to be silent.
But if you're walking down the sidewalk, you could totally be like, hey, let's stop at that McDonald's so I can run in and pee really quick. And then...
Or just hold it
blow
in.
Blow that up.
Or
yeah.
Just hold it in.
Next, you can
is
try...
Is that not an option? You cannot... you just... If you have to fart, you just let it fly. I hate people that just like, oh, it's natural.
Yeah,
it's
I can't
fine.
Stand it. It's so they're, disgusting.
I can't stand when they do that either, but there are times, too, where you can't... Hold it forever.
Yeah, but you shouldn't try. Pat's
how
talking about the
people
that
try. Push. Yeah, the people that push. Yeah,
how often
asshole.
Does this arise for people? How gassy are you?
Well, this is a whole list.
Because like I was concerned not too long ago. I was like, I haven't farted in like a week. Like you sometimes remember when you do like, the memorable ones, but like at one point I was like, I don't remember farting in over a week.
I don't think I've ever gone that long. Maybe yeah. A couple days, but yeah, I don't think I've ever gone
so
that
like,
long.
So, but still, like, you have these uncontrolled. This article is assuming you just have this uncontrollable.
All the time.
Consistent gas.
Yeah, this is America,
yeah.
Pat.
Yeah.
Just filled with gas, it's farting more... everywhere at all time, and you're like, so how are you going to get a date if you're just ripping ass everywhere?
It probably depends on your diet a lot, too.
Yeah, cheeseburgers, I guess.
Yeah. Then the next technique. The next technique is called the coughing fart.
I've done this move.
Oh, that's all, that you almost can shit your pants that way. Because like coughing's already putting pressure towards the anus or anus as the
anus
the anus.
Way to
so
be
when
proper.
They cough really hard and then you already farting, that's just like kind of like when people bong a beer, they can open their throat and it just flies right down there. It's kind of like you're opening your butt cavity. As you cough and fart at the same time, thus increasing the chances of you shitting your pants.
Well, I've used this move.
Are you supposed to cough
that.
That hard, though? Or just like...
Wait a minute.
Like that?
I don't know what... Because how loud do you know you're going to fart? Sometimes it's like it makes
but
that...
the cough's not real, Pat. It's a fake cough to cover the fart.
I don't know. Maybe they yell really loud out of nowhere. It's like, ah! And then just fart so that it covers it like that.
Well, yeah. Then you look like a crazy person.
But we already look like that anyway.
Right. So instead, either just fart on them or hold it in.
Then we have the under the covers fart. This one's very dangerous.
It's the Dutch oven, isn't it?
This is very dangerous.
You say you're hot and you roll the sheet over you. Pulled this move many a night.
Oh.
What they suggest doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Out.
Yeah. You
they,
just say I'm hot and then you
no,
roll the blanket
they
over.
They suggest the opposite. You say I'm cold. You go and get a thick comforter.
This sounds like
this is an awful
wrong.
Idea.
This
you're creating
really
a barrier. You then roll up like a burrito in the comforter.
As a man, I cannot do that.
Or you can just get out of bed and fart in the hallway.
Yeah, gotta go pee.
But some people have really tiny apartments.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I think I left my phone out there.
But as a man, if I was like, if we're on a date and I'm like, I'm chilly, and then I go wrap myself in a burrito roll.
And you're like tucking
in. And then I lock in the fart, and she tries to come over, and I open up the blanket, and the fart comes out. Oh, it's so much worse.
When you're like wearing a hoodie.
It's so much worse.
Sometimes it comes out of the neck.
Comes out of the
shirt.
Back.
Yeah, right. Comes out of the neck. You're sure like, oh, crap. I could only imagine if you had a big, thick blanket, and you rolled yourself up in that. Right?
But wait. Okay, so.
Don't open it. Don't open it right now.
So you're rolled up like a cocoon. You can lift your foot up to start letting the air go out the opposite end very slowly.
I hate everything about this.
So basically, you're turning yourself into a joint.
Yeah.
That's what you're essentially doing, just letting it go out that end. So way that's just one option. If you know what?
Hold
if that
it
one
in.
Doesn't
but
work
as
for
a
you,
man, I would be such a douchebag. I was cold and then burrito rolled myself.
Like,
God, what a douche.
Like, because no, I'm saying, because you're basically
you
saying.
She's sitting there shivering. I'm rolled up in a burrito.
You start lifting up your leg like you're
working
out. Well,
get kind of hot in here, yeah. She's shivering her ass off. Right. I'm rolled up like a burrito.
It's not a good
look. All
right,
so next we have the bathroom fart. But this can be problematic because.
Echo effect.
If you're going to the bathroom every 10 minutes to let one out, they might think that you have a lot more going on than gas, and now they're really repulsed.
If you're letting one out every 10 minutes,
you just might as well say, hey, babe, that taco's not sitting right. Well.
Like,
at that point,
no, because
we shouldn't have had Mexican tonight.
Because like, because when you've been dating someone or married for a while, and you go on date night, right, you go out to eat, and sometimes it's really good, and you overstuff yourself. Sexy time ain't happening after that sometimes.
No.
It's just like, it's going to be like rolling everything around in there the whole time. Like, sometimes it's not worth it.
Just say, I'm going to get a bath. And just take
fart
a nice
in the tub?
Long bath.
Have you ever farted in a tub?
Go get a bath? I've never heard anybody say those words.
Now, next there is the piecemeal fart. If it's done right, this is the most efficient technique, according to this article. You have to release your fart in small bits until it's fully out of your system. This is something you should practice.
I've
when you're
done
on
this.
Your
I've done this.
Yeah.
Yep. Everybody's
pulled this.
Here's
a little bit
of
pss, pss, a little. Pss, pss. Like, it's like,
but the only problem is the smell lingers longer.
It's like, okay, so. Everyone's blown up a balloon before, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you blow up the balloon, you got it all filled up, and you're just holding the end of it, and you haven't tied it, right? And you're like, you can just like squeeze it out, and it'll be like,
we're all with you.
But sometimes if you're not good enough, you can't close it back off as much, and then it just. And then it just comes right out. So it is a dangerous one as well. But that's like the James
it's an art
Bond.
Form.
That's
it
a James Bond
form.
Fart.
So one suggestion, if you are
the
doing 007. The piecemeal fart, is to boil water and cut onions while you're doing it.
Oh, yeah, right. I could just sort of roast some onion and garlic, bake some bread in your house every time.
It'd be easier to release balloons in the room at
right.
the same time.
You got 12 loaves of bread. I was pretty gassy.
It'd be easier to release balloons.
Just let them all go at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
This is not a cover for anything.
Family of clowns.
I just felt like blowing these up and letting them go.
You bought out a lot of the old party USAs. We got all these balloons everywhere.
The cooking fart is always a really good one.
The base to your chicken and the smell of your ass.
If you know.
How do you base chicken?
If you know you're going to have a fart, cook fish, bacon, or anything.
Brussels sprouts. It smells like farts. Like anything with sauerkraut, cabbage. Yeah, just go for it. Oh, my house smells like that all the time.
It doesn't suggest making desserts because this will confuse scents.
Yeah, sweet and
so
ass.
Sweet ass. Yeah. That's like, a sweet and sour, you know, sweet ass.
Something that's like a hint of confectioner sugar, vanilla, and
a dose of ass.
Is that ass?
Is that your secret ingredient on, what is that show, Chopped?
Oddly enough, it smells a lot like Super Fart 2.
Then there is the sitting fart. This is a very good one. Although it's also risky. Yes, the muffled fart.
Oh, it'll vibrate too. Yeah.
The Richter scale starts shaking.
You need to look for the nearest pillow. Like, oh, my
phone's vibrating.
Yeah, get off of the leather couch and look for the pillow. You just sit on that, and you just also do the piecemeal.
Sit on a pillow. Hang on, babe. I just got to grab this pillow to sit on.
I got
to
grab your pillow. Yeah.
Like, this pillow smells like
so
ass.
Weird. Why are you sitting on my pillow? I put my face on that.
You're all rolled up in their blanket.
In the blanket?
On sitting on a pillow.
The blanket's not working in the burrito roll. So you got to grab the pillow to rip ass into.
The fish is burning on the stove. Yeah.
Right? Oh, you're trying to piecemeal a fart out the whole time. Well, don't worry. The cabbage in there is boiling. It seems to be ready.
We are all 12 years old, by the way. I haven't laughed so hard at fart jokes that I can't tell you how long.
I'm just saying, too, but if you're this girl that you're at this guy's house and he's doing all this, I'm pretty sure you're not getting laid anyway because this dude's rolled up
in better hope you already hit it.
Thing on a burrito sitting on the pillow on his couch while he's cooking cabbage in there. See, it looks like he's really concerned about something all the time.
It also suggests aiming your fart intentionally.
It's like, is it like throwing your voice like a ventriloquist? It sounds like the fart came over there, but you were over here the whole time.
There's a commenter that says that they load up on Vaseline because it slips out really fast and doesn't make noise.
Yeah, but then you have a bunch of Vaseline in your pants.
Hang on, who's shoving Vaseline up their ass for farts?
But isn't that what Vaseline
is? This is somebody who's just playing with their ass. Right. And then they were like, one day, holy shit. That came out quick.
How would your wife feel if she takes off your pants?
Babe, I have bad gas. What's that Vaseline in your ass?
Wouldn't
it's speeding up the process.
I didn't want you to hear my fart. Yeah. She would not
cause
believe
a bubble?
That.
Wouldn't it bubble of some sort?
Can Vaseline bubble?
You ever see
mud
bogs?
Ass.
No, Vaseline's like wet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You have wet ass and you're
greasy wet ass, but you're not
I'm
farting.
Just saying,
you're totally going to get laid because you didn't fart on your date, but you got a greasy wet ass and it looks like a bunch of like jizz is in your butt crack.
That commenter found this out on accident.
I hope he's lying. I hope the internet, that's just one of those.
He found it out on accident.
Now you're getting Vaseline on their pillow.
And their blanket.
Right. You got Vaseline on
the pillow. And
blanket. The couch.
And the burrito roll.
Right. And now how are you supposed to pick up that pot of boiling cabbage you have if your hands are filled with Vaseline? You gotta drop it and then burn it. And then the date's ruined at that point.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's over now.
If you got a bottom bitch, you're good.
Mm-hmm.
And the final commenter says, his suggestion, of course it's a man, just do it, then apologize.
Yeah, just either let it go or hold it in until she leaves. Those are the two options you go with, or you could just jam Vaseline up your butt. That's cool.
I'm going to take the ladder.
Right. And unless you like fish a whole lot, you're like,
Karma is literally crying right now about fart jokes. This
but
is so
the
great.
Thing about the fish is like, you could even go one step faster and just get like a fillet of fish from McDonald's and just throw it in the microwave as soon as you get home.
And don't then, ruin your microwave.
Open up the door and be like, oh, I don't know what that is. Somebody, my roommate must. I thought you lived alone. I know. I mean,
what about just lighting candles?
Or just fart and say, yeah, sorry about that.
No, that's not attractive,
it's
though.
Not like
that's
they're
not
getting all freaky and then he farts. Then you have to apologize.
So he's going to hold it in.
Why
unless
is it always a he, by the way?
Because no woman's going to do this.
I'm calling
there was
bullshit.
A girl that used to think, I used to know
I'll
the thought
bullshit.
Farts were funny.
Like, she didn't last long,
okay.
Did she?
Farts
she didn't
are
last
funny
long.
From like kids and like and in certain situations that I'm not involved in, farts
right,
are funny.
Right, yeah, okay.
But if the girl is farting, I don't care if anyone's farting near or on me, it's not funny. It's only funny if I'm not in the room and I can see it on TV.
You
tell me about it.
Fart on you?
Like in the air, I call it farting on me if they're sitting next to me.
Oh,
Pat,
you're just
Pat's got a, hey, yeah, hey, Pat's got a great story about this, by the way. We
no, I'm
told
just
that
saying. There's
podcast.
Just a girl that
oh,
likes
no,
farting.
You have,
no, you have a great story
you gotta tell
about
story.
This.
But that wasn't the girl that thought they were funny. There was literally a girl that would just like openly fart and then laugh.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Oh, that's like a 12-year-old, yeah.
So disgusting.
Stop begging school kids.
Yeah, right.
So do you guys have any final words about tips with the farting?
Fart.
Just be open.
Just fart.
Be open.
No, don't be open.
Well, no, be open
I mean,
about
it
and
closed.
Say, my bad. Yeah, we'll
be like, I got to fart,
bad.
And you got to run out the door real quick. And then,
I've been married for fucking 15 years, so I just rip ass when I rip ass. She rips ass when she rips ass.
Oh, you guys are already old?
Yeah, I'm old as shit.
All right, so now we have some
moving
lawsuits.
On.
Lawmakers are looking to end the pay-to-win schemes on games like Candy Crush.
Oh, good. It's loot box and microtransaction regulation. I'm all for it. Because most of the stuff is aimed at kids. It's
Adults know better. Yeah.
That's the thing, is the kids don't. They just want that extra five lives on Candy Crush.
Well, and it's a lot of these games, the way they're set up, is you cannot advance without buying stuff.
Right.
And
it's free to start.
It is aimed directly towards kids, and the kids are not even old enough to have a credit card.
But they have their mom's phone.
But they have a phone.
Yep.
They have their mom's phone.
So they have their own phone, though.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen 6, 7, 8-year-olds with phones.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
I know. I have too. The legislation outlined this past Wednesday. It's called the Protecting Children from Abusive Games Act.
I'm all for it, to be honest with you. As an avid video gamer of myself, but I am not a kid, but I mean, they're predatory towards adults in some ways, so I can only understand a kid that doesn't know any better.
Oh my God, listen to this.
And they always make the button really flashy and big, and like it's all like fun stuff.
The reason people are so beyond pissed is Candy Crush, which if you don't know
what didn't it sell for more money than fucking the Star Wars franchise?
No, it was like $1 billion, I thought.
It was like $5 billion. Star Wars sold for like $4 billion.
Yeah.
I don't know. Correct me if
I'm wrong.
I thought it
was $1 billion.
But I thought Candy Crush sold for more than the Star Wars franchise, which is crazy.
They even tried to make a TV show out of it where people were on a crane. and they pulled them over the middle of the thing, and they had to drop the candy pieces in like a...
It sounds like a show I would not watch.
Yeah, it got canceled
just
immediately.
Like all those other
shows,
It was not only 4 years late to the bandwagon of Candy Crush, but then they tried reviving it as an actual game show.
So listen to this, though. Candy Crush had a bundle that enabled users to pay $149.99 for 24 hours of unlimited lives.
That's predatory.
That is...
$150 a day?
For 24 hours.
24 hours. All the lives you want, though.
Yeah. I mean, you can keep playing. You can keep playing.
I live that
all
rich lifestyle.
Hours,
but then after
play.
That 24 hours, you got nothing.
You
that's
chump
change,
yeah.
man. I live that rich lifestyle.
Well, because they found out not too many years back that if they make parts of video games seem like slot machines. Everyone likes a slot machine.
I love slot machines.
If you see a slot machine, you're going to pull the lever, right? So they designed it around that whole aspect of it. So the lights, the noises, all that other crap. And of course, little kids are going to do it. And I have a couple nieces and nephews, and they play video games and such as well. My sister is very well aware of microtransactions being everywhere, and she has to fully vet a game before they even play them because they don't know if they're going to accidentally ring up $1,600 worth of tokens to get something on their mobile phone.
Yeah, I personally think the law is a great idea. Wonderful. Or you have a separate version of the game for kids or something.
Or something, yeah.
There's
solution. They're trying to figure out if they can just, because they have the ratings board. They're gonna try to any of the games that have stuff on there, where the microtransactions or the electronic gambling or of anything of that nature, that they're gonna be having a teen rating or higher. That doesn't stop people from buying the thing at all. I'm pretty sure that little kid that spent the $2,000 isn't the one that downloaded the app.
No, not at all. Florida man.
Hang on, wait, stop. My favorite subject.
Florida man.
Florida man is my favorite subject that we do here. Florida man.
Oh, you ready?
Oh,
yeah, I'm ready. No, Florida man is my favorite subject.
Florida man jailed for his bumper sticker. You guys are wondering, what does a bumper sticker say?
Or how you can get jailed for a bumper sticker. Other than the one that says, I'm going to commit an act of terrorism, and I'm driving to it right now.
Murdering white people,
It's not really a bumper sticker. It's his back window sticker. And it says, I eat ass.
How is that illegal?
Well, what if he does?
He was told by the police it is too raunchy to be in public and he needs to remove it. He said absolutely not. And the police told him, if you don't take it off, you're going to be jailed. He said, nope, not taking it down. It's my First Amendment right.
It is his First Amendment right.
And
what law is
he
broken?
He is now in jail. It's, I guess, like indecent.
What are they charging him with?
Like,
well, you can't have a big banner in front of your house that says cocksucker.
I mean, I don't know. Can you?
You'll have, you'll have it taken down.
The city would have to come after me, but yeah.
Yeah, which is the police. Same thing, so I mean...
But I eat ass?
Yeah, I mean, it's derogatory.
Well, what if you had I eat dot SS?
That's fine. It doesn't say I eat ass.
Where's the First Amendment? God damn it.
That's not I a mean, freedom of speech on
but
that.
Yes, where? It is. How is it not?
That's the same reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're talking about they can't say fuck, shit, cocksucker, or anything on TV. That's not freedom of speech.
Yeah, they can say ass now on TV.
Well, I was just saying it's like just they can say they can't ass say and fuck, bitch on TV. It doesn't mean that they're violating the First Amendment.
They can say ass and bitch on TV now, but he can't put it on his car?
But would you want you're choosing to see look cars at it. You're not that choosing say to look at that. I fuck ass? Would you... I mean, that's, it is raunchy regardless.
It's raunchy, raunchy, but illegal?
I don't know.
There's common decency laws.
Yeah, but.
Can't have porn on a big screen TV outside in your backyard either. It's not violating my freedom of speech.
But that says 18 and up. You have to be 18 years old to watch it, though.
You can't broadcast it on the backyard, like on my big screen.
But
like
you could
put out there.
Yeah, but everybody's 18 years old. They're allowed to watch porn,
but
right?
He could not make his window treatments facing the outside all naked women. He couldn't. The city would tell him you
because
need
you have
take
to be 18
down.
Years old to see that. You don't have to be 18 years old to say the word ass. Or to read the
but
word
But some
ass
people
at
are
that.
Offended by that word regardless of that. I know people
and it's
that
legal
don't
on
swear.
TV. You can say ass
yeah,
on TV.
Yeah, but you're choosing to turn it on.
But
you're
his
making the choice
thing,
of you're doing it yourself. Just like you, the reason they can swear and do that on cable is because you're paying for it.
His sticker does say, I eat ass. So that is another level of raunchy
it's
beyond
the sexual nature
just
to
the
it,
word.
Too, yeah.
Like, if his sticker said, I kick ass, I don't think people
I've seen
would
a lot
be
of kick
as
ass.
Worked up.
I've seen a lot of kick
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, because that's not in a sexual nature, though. America has this issue with sexual
this
things.
Is the only thing I like about the Europeans that we don't have.
Right, we are so not very laxed in that area. But in every other, gratuitous violence, totally cool. I eat ass, not acceptable.
Jail that
you,
man.
Jail. Go
Mortal,
to jail.
Mortal Kombat 11 being played outside on a big screen, which will
what
happen this summer.
I eat bass minus the B, that's fine.
Or you could just make it look like there's a bee on there that got ripped off or something. I don't know, but it's that, and he's just said, then he was not listening to what the cop was saying to him again.
Also, it's a Florida man.
He said it's his First Amendment right to have the sticker.
Well,
I'm 50-50 with it. I'm 50-50.
We all agree it's raunchy. That's not...
Yeah.
I mean, does it offend me? No. Is it raunchy? Yes.
It's not even like a double entendre.
But is the word ass illegal?
It's literally, I eat ass. It's like someone has like,
I suck
dick. But is
the word ass illegal?
No.
Okay. So how is this offend... That's my point.
Well, somebody's offended by it.
Well, somebody's offended by me saying, yeah, I still say that.
Well, I'll edit that out anyway. So.
No, you're not.
Oh, absolutely.
You keep that shit in there.
If he wants that word to be
America.
In here, leave it in there.
No, we can't use those words on here. It's in
oh,
terms
Google.
Of service.
Oh.
God damn it. I said fat.
Oh, it's good to cut out anyways. This part's all in there, but I'm cutting out that word.
All right. Now, did you guys hear about the Bitcoin hack?
Oh, the people that got arrested for stealing millions of Bitcoin?
40 million.
I don't even know what you're stealing.
I don't truly understand.
I've never imaginary money.
Well, that's what my money in my bank account is.
Very true.
No, but that's backed by...
That's
hang
valid.
On. I'll give you that, but
it
that is backed
insured.
By gold. The U.S. dollar is backed by
they
gold.
They say so.
Bitcoin is backed by what? Magic.
Money.
Nothing.
It's backed by...
Nothing.
Money.
Nothing. There's no metal behind it. There's nothing behind it. There's no oil behind it.
Well, if there's nothing behind
there's
it,
no,
you couldn't
there's
use
not
money
a commodity.
To purchase it.
There's not a commodity. Well, that's my only beef
no,
with Bitcoin.
You pay money for it, though.
Yes. But there's not
what
a commodity.
I find to be even more mind-blowing than 40 million being stolen.
How do you steal it?
They hacked into the wallet.
That
but
is such a broad statement. I'm saying like, everyone goes, oh, they just hacked into it. What does that always entail?
Guess how many bitcoins it took to make $41 million.
Weren't they like what?
Oh, I have no idea where the price of Bitcoin is anymore.
It used to be like 18,000 a coin. I think now it's down to like 9 or 10,000 a coin.
Yeah, 7,000 coins is 41 million.
So one coin is worth what? That's the whole thing. It's because like the Bitcoin fluctuates
right.
on how
that's,
much it's worth is
yes.
what is always confusing.
I
I'm
just
like,
don't like it
because the same Bitcoin is not worth the million now. It's only worth $7,000 now.
Right.
Like why?
But all money around the world is based on something. Like Saudi Arabia is rich because their money is based behind oil.
We've been off the gold standard for how long?
But it's still
ours
there.
Ours is paper.
But it's still there. It's backed by gold.
It's backed by people printing more of it.
What is Bitcoin based off of? Nothing.
Bits and coins.
Of what?
Bits of coins.
Tell me.
Bits of coins.
Yeah.
You tell me it's backed
by
our gold.
It would be better if it was metal.
Have you been to Fort Knox?
It's empty.
Allegedly. Yeah. Oh, so it's empty, right?
But so where did the gold go?
So all
Fort Knox gold is gone.
Where is it?
Exactly.
So you're saying all the dollars backed by gold?
It is.
Are you sure?
Nobody's sure. Nobody's been in the vault in 7 years.
Bitcoin is backed by bits.
Bits of what? Bits of what?
Bits of gold.
Oh, bits.
Bits of gold. What about bits of gold?
Yeah, bits.
Bitcoin. So they stole what? How much again?
7,000 bitcoins.
It's just 2 million?
41.
41 million. And how'd they get caught?
I don't know that they
$41
are
$41 is missing?
Or they just realized that someone stole $41
million. Yeah. $41 million is gone.
Oh, because it's so encrypted that they couldn't even tell who stole it?
That's what I'm thinking.
Oh, when encryption goes wrong or gets real.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole thing with the Bitcoin is the anonymity of it. No one could know who or where it's coming from, but you could use it internationally on websites and such and dark web stuff and all that other shit, right?
So if 7,000 bitcoins equals 41 million, how do you just have $100 in Bitcoin?
You have like 0.18% of a bitcoin.
No, it's percentage. Yeah, you can get like 0.00 something.
Which confuses people again even more. I only have 0.17th of a bitcoin.
Can I buy a pizza? No.
Can I get a pizza?
No.
Right. Okay, that's my
maybe Domino's.
Maybe, yeah, right.
Damn you, Domino's.
They can't even give people pizza anymore, man. Here, take pictures of other people's pizza and let us know what you really like.
Our pizza's so bad
that
we would rather you get other pizza.
I'm just glad they'll finally get to see what a piece of pizza looks like because they obviously don't know.
And it's the CEO on the commercial, too.
Yeah.
Well,
not anymore.
Oh, he's already done?
No, they're done with that whole thing, aren't they? Isn't that what we just talked about?
No, the free pizza for life
that was
in exchange for the tattoo they ended. Because
their other promotion is to take a picture of
any pizza
other than ours
enjoy
and we'll give you
any
stuff.
Pizza. We're just happy you're eating pizza and then we'll give you points.
They're just trying
they
to data mine what pizza looks like or tastes like. Or they're like maybe we got this whole pizza thing wrong. Are you sure that's pizza? I'm like, dude, that is not
pizza.
So
it's supposed to be round?
Right. That's cheese on top?
Pizza.
That's the whole thing. Like they're finally
going
to figure it out.
Right?
Like,
this crust is,
what is
three
that?
Quarters inch.
I just think they've been studying the Chuck E. Cheese model.
Well, because they went
they
went to that artisan style thing, too. It's just that rolled piece of flat bread that they've got.
Oh, they have that?
That's their new thing, I think.
That's all they have?
Yeah, it's artisan pizza.
It's flat bread, which is absolutely disgusting.
No, they don't have the pizza anymore?
No, that is their pizza.
No, they still do, but yeah.
Oh.
They have that style now, and
it's
flatbread.
Oh, I thought it was what they went
to. Anybody who eats flatbread pizza, you're disgusting.
Because everyone hates their crust, so they're like,
and their sauce and their cheese sauce.
And their sauce and their cheese.
And it's expensive.
And their pepperoni's greasy, and the vegetables are rotten.
You can have all these ingredients, yet have no flavor.
Go fuck yourself, Domino's. If you ever become a sponsor, I'm still going to hate.
Well, with all their promotions that they've been putting out so far and failing on every other aspect, they might as well be a sponsor.
They should. They would actually get more publicity.
All 15 of our listeners would be able
to
do it.
No, they remember when they came out and said, "You have the right to hate us because our pizza sucks."
They've done that three times.
We're doing that
once, not twice, but three times.
They've said that. They've had commercials say, "Sorry, we've been terrible. Try us again, but for more money this time."
And then we changed everything. All right, try us again. Oh fuck!
Like
we dropped
year.
The ball again.
That's what I said.
We dropped the damn ball again.
Their pizza.
That's what. Yeah, please send us pictures of what pizza looks like.
So son of a bitch, pepperoni's not square.
I can see the board meeting too, because they're all sitting around like, pizza. I don't know. I thought this was pizza. Like, let's get people to send pictures of what they're calling pizza.
I only eat Chinese. This is crazy to me.
So the cheese is on top. Weird.
Has steam.
Right. That means it's hot. Microwaved it? No, oven. Put it in a pizza.
Define fresh vegetables.
Domino's uses canned.
Yeah. Define fresh.
I don't know. Domino's uses whatever they can.
Yeah.
And they're saying that I hate hating on them sometimes just because they're a Michigan company, too. And
oh, are
that's
they?
The only reason. Yeah, that is the only reason.
They're straight out of, like, right Taylor. Down the street. Oh. No, by Heinz Park.
But, yeah.
Mm. It's just Domino's
like,
Farms.
Yeah, just like a Little Caesars.
Where they have Michigan all the Christmas lights
Domino's
and everyone drives.
Domino's Farms isn't Domino's.
Yes, it is.
Pizza.
Yes,
no.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely is.
Yes, it,
it
is.
Absolutely
oh.
is.
Completely, yeah.
Oh, that's their headquarters.
I don't know. Just stick to farming.
Yeah, maybe. Or something. Putting up
lights. We don't hate on Little Caesars just
no,
because
Little
they're
Caesars
cheap.
Great.
And
they're great. Yeah.
They're cheap and throw. We don't hate on them because they don't rip us off and give us a shit product.
My Little
they're like
Caesar
$5 for
they're
crap.
Like, it's $5. We're like,
five
yeah,
bucks
it's, about,
for crap.
It's worth $5. Because if Domino's
that
was like,
sums it up.
$2.50. I'd be like, no. Sure, $2.50, maybe. I'll try
I
it.
Would not. Not for $2.50.
Well, because that's what they're stating. It's worth only $2.50. I'm like, you know what, Domino's? I
oh,
like
is
your
that
honesty.
What they're saying?
No, I'm like, if they were saying that it was only
$2. We got your marketing campaign, Domino's.
We're only $2.50. You know.
No, they say it's only worth
right. It's only worth $2.50.
How much is it?
$12.99. Exactly. So what are we even talking about?
We're going to talk about New Jersey Senate approves new sexual assault law.
Perfect. Okay. That's a great segue.
Yeah, it really was a good
Let
one.
Let me guess. You can't do it? That should be all the law you need, right?
No, this is actually more in-depth than that. This one is to increase the statute of limitations to allow individuals who were sexually assaulted or abused as minors.
The priests and the Boy Scout leaders are going down.
Well, how many years do you think someone who was sexually abused as a kid should have to come forward and prosecute?
Well, I watch SVU. It's 7 years.
Well, that's it currently at 7 years.
But that's
years.
SVU. That's
well,
a TV show.
If you're 7 years old.
That's a TV show.
My
if you're 7 years old.
Right. Then. If you're 7 years old, that means you'd have till you're 14. That's bullshit.
Right, yeah.
Okay, but how many years do you think someone should
all
have?
All of them.
So you think their entire life?
All of them.
Yeah, if the other person's still alive.
All of them.
You don't just get to like, oh, got away with it.
You know what I'm Sucker, 8 years later.
Right, I hid for 7 years, and now I'm back.
I was in a cave in Tempe, Arizona. Go fuck yourself.
Right. I was in the back of a Domino's.
Right.
No one ever found me. I owned
a Domino's. No one ever came in, could ever recognize me, because no one ever walked in the door.
All right, so the new law is until they're 55. Or within 7 years.
Well,
of
what if
discovered.
They're? I was gonna say, what if they're 54? They're like, oh, next you're done. You're over 55 now.
Well, that's this not is a bad for law. This is for it. Minors.
Yeah, for
so,
minors.
That's fine.
Yeah, because
you could probably almost get
but
an idea.
But that's weird though to be like 54 and be like, when I was 7, Uncle Joey touched me.
Uncle Joey's
that's
not
weird.
Alive at that point.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, but why, what is the point of cutting it off at 55? If we're increasing it to that, why
well,
don't we
just
say
open
indefinitely?
The end cap, yeah.
Open
yeah.
the end cap, yeah, I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all for it on that one. Because you always hear those stupid stories about people like, oh, got away with it, it was 7 years ago. Yeah, I raped and molested 150 people, but that was like in the 80s. I only did it twice in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And then that's all you get.
Statute of limitations.
Get in trouble for is twice in the last 10 years.
Yeah.
That's kind of a load of shit, isn't it? That's how all the priests and all the, they've always been. Well, that was 40 years ago. We'll release all the documents after everyone's dead.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, can't
like
do
said,
it now.
I watch that Law and Order SVU all the time, and they're like, well, we caught the guy, but it's 8 years later. We
yeah.
have to find a new guy that he was raping the year after.
Right.
It's,
and that's that case
so
isn't
weird.
As strong of a case,
yeah.
or they can't try him for it. And that's just a bunch
Get
of garbage.
Get all rapists off the case. Yeah. All child touchers.
Pedos
need
gotta
to die.
Go.
This is a really interesting proposed lawsuit. Actually, it's more of a proposed new law. How do you guys feel about having drugs have a black box warning, just like cigarettes, that has all the side effects on it?
Other than, okay, so what I've, since I don't have insurance and I rarely go to the doctor, because I'm not really that
no, this
sick
is
either.
Even like
but I'm
over
saying,
the
but
counters.
When you pick up stuff, they usually give you your prescription and then they give you that fucking pamphlet.
That no one ever reads.
Yeah.
Yeah, that,
I read
that's,
it.
No, super small print and it's
Look,
like filled
you don't
to
read
the
that.
Brim.
No one reads that.
Of all, a
because
bunch of
I
jargon.
I just got my first prescription ever, like the other day. Literally
but it's filled with jargon you don't understand, percentages you don't know what they're part of, or what you're doing. Just tell me
yeah.
if I can drink alcohol or drive a car on it.
Right.
is all you're going to get out of it, and that's if you look really hard.
Well,
because they use hieroglyphics instead of telling you. They just have that little wine or the martini glass with the line through it, or a car that looks like it's got swerve patterns behind the wheels. So you're supposed to take out of that, okay, don't drink and don't drive. A, you shouldn't do both of those anyways.
Right.
But especially with the medication, why can't you just tell me that this is going to give me diarrhea, this, and this right on the label
that's
so I can see
saying.
It?
Should. No, especially, it should. Especially. Because look, the alcohol has it too. For things that. Will cause sleepiness, may cause self-inflicted gunshot wounds, burns, or suicide.
May cause a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
May cause.
It wasn't me pulling the trigger.
Yeah, suicide.
What happens if you only got a knife?
It's a Zoloft.
You're fine?
So I think this is fantastic. I think it would be great if
I'm all for it.
Drugs have that same cigarette warning.
Because even as much as I'm a fan of, oddly enough, I'm a fan of packaging of
Me
things.
Too.
If
Love
stuff
it.
Comes in certain boxes, like there's, I just got a new vape today, the other day too, and then a new top, and they came in these awesome little, like you slide out the top of the box, and then it's a box, and then you open the box in a different way. It's cool packaging. I'm all right with that. I like designs. I like all
vape
the stuff on
boxes
there.
Boxes are
but the e-juice now all of a sudden. Can't have cartoons and stuff on it. I've seen it, and it's going the way of cigarettes now. And then on the bottle, instead
Good old
of having
Joe
these
Camel.
Cool little cartoon drawings and little designs on it, it's a big, fat warning sticker across 80% of the bottle now. And I'm fine with that still. As much as a fan of packaging I am, I don't care about my prescription orange bottle being covered up with the fucking side effects.
No, it should be. But also, too, didn't Trump just sign something in legislation this week that said they had to show prices on the commercials?
Yeah.
That's great.
No,
that's a bill they're putting
together. I don't know if it went through yet. I heard a rumor about it on Twitter.
On TV commercials, they have to state what the price of it is.
That would be great.
With and without insurance.
Perfect.
That's awesome.
Because it's going to be like $47,000, you know, no insurance.
Yeah.
You're like, well, screw that commercial. Yeah. Like,
that's
right.
Awesome.
You're not going to be asking your doctor about
really,
Zeljans when you see that.
It's always
it'll
Zeljans.
Really,
it's always
Zeljans.
Also not a sponsor. Thankfully.
We got your back.
All right, Glenn, you want to tally up all the score here?
Pat actually caught a bell in the last, like, five
Woo!
Minutes. That gave him his second consecutive
Ooh!
Win.
Oh, my gosh. You are on
but
fire,
But we were
Patrick.
Stingy as hell with the bells, or we just weren't funny.
I gave a lot of bells.
There's one, one, two.
They're all from me.
One, one, two. I gave Pat the bell. Actually, Pat, tonight, I'm not touching that.
That was yours, Carl.
Wait.
You got balls.
Why are you making me eat this?
Because it's my choice. Karma,
you're
going to eat a bean today.
Eat it.
Because he ate one last time.
All right.
I'm getting
them
all for both of you guys.
Since Pat won the podcast, he is deciding that I have to eat a Bean Boozled jelly bean, and pretty much they're all disgusting. The one that I got today.
It's going to be Tutti Frutti or socks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, hopefully. All
right. Call us out while she eats it.
Well, if.
It sucks. It freaking sucks. It's so gross.
That is all the time that we have here for this show. If you're bored enough, you can follow us on Twitter or Instagram at Phil from the 80s. That's so funny, Karma. If you want to, you can always follow us or subscribe to us on Google Play Podcasts. We're on Stitcher. We're on TuneIn Radio. We're on iTunes. SoundCloud, we're working on. We got, what else? Any of those?
Anywhere
Spotify.
We are.
And we're on Spotify,
iTunes,
too.
Spotify especially, please.
So for Karma, Glenn, and myself, we will see you next time.
We apologize for everything.
Later.
That is
the worst flavor
so
ever.
Duh.